releasing the stress. We were born to shine.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is New Cupid, and you're listening to my girl, Sade Champagne, right now on Grind Hard Radio. New Cupid!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 75 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Only one more episode until our Season 4 finale. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks for tuning in all around the globe. I am so thankful for everyone's support. You have been with me from the beginning. Some of you even since my days on MySpace. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power Dream Tour and my Hold On, Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Join us for a brand new Empowering Dreamers segment with Ramsey J. Jr., a new Mind Right Game Tight segment featuring Michelle Morgan, and a new Wellness Made Simple segment with Veronica Esquivel Winters. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. I always have exciting and fun things going on. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, IamSadeChampagne.com. IamSadeChampagne.com. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you. Our next segment of the night is Empowering Dreamers with Ramsey J. Jr., joint entrepreneur, financial executive, strategic communication consultant, international motivational speaker, executive leadership coach, and published author, Ramsey J. Jr., as he reveals his three P's, possible, probable, predictable, a one-of-a-kind process-driven methodology which provides a blueprint focused on how to master the process to achieve your personal and professional goals. Hashtag Empowering Dreamers to ask him your questions and join in the conversation.
Keep dreaming. Ramsey J. Jr. here in the pilot seat, blessed to be anchoring this life transformation and empowerment broadcast where we do believe you will keep dreaming. It's this empowerment work that's quite simple for me. Number one, to suspend dreaming, and two, activate achieving and continue to foster the strategic playbook of how we go about empowering dreamers to become achievers, which doubles as the title of the book I authored after 3 decades of studying achievement and dream realization. Friends, we know what we are talking about. With great deference to the myriad of self-help auxiliaries, I say Americans spend $550 million a year on self-help books and yet struggle to implement them. Perhaps it's because they don't understand the point of differentiation that we offer here on this broadcast, which is number one, we provide an empowerment process, and two, it is based on a sequential methodology, the three P's, possible, probable, predictable, to empower you to realize your dreams. And it is that unique empowerment blueprint which has made this the most empowering 15 minutes on radio known as the Sade Champagne Show. Tonight is our 6th and final broadcast in this series of episodic empowerment dialogues. And before we proceed, let me allow myself a moment to say thank you to all of you for tuning in and supporting this broadcast, sharing the positive results you're experiencing by way of the content we are providing. It truly fuels my commitment to continue to provide world-class content to you. And finally, allow me to express sincere gratitude to the namesake and producer, architect of this platform, Sade Champagne. Because of her gracious generosity in sharing this platform with me, I'm able to empower all of you. I am thankful. Tonight, we're going to focus back to you and tackle the question of what are your emotions telling you? Make sure you're capitalizing on your booster emotions. As always, use the hashtag Empowering Dreamers. Tag me on social media. Use the handle at Ramsey J. Jr. And for more of our empowerment suite of resources, videos, consulting solutions, speeches, visit us online at my website, RamseyJ.com. As always, we start this broadcast with a shot of wisdom. I encourage you to think about this shot of wisdom as a virtual empowerment serum, which readies your mind to both receive and apply tonight's forthcoming commentary. Tonight's shot of wisdom, capitalize on your diligence. Capitalize your diligence. Capitalize is defined as gaining or turning something into an advantage, a ready advantage. Diligence defined as a steady or earnest energetic effort. You accumulate diligence by practicing and preparing to achieve your dream. But at some point, you've got to stop practicing and start achieving the realization or capitalization of your diligence towards your dream. Said another way, the distinct rewards for remaining steadfast and obedient in the pursuit of your dream throughout the vagaries of life will undoubtedly result in an exclusive opportunity to capitalize your diligence. It is the selfless act of capitalization that will propel your ability to both capitalize and maximize your dreams while also enhancing others. Tonight's shot of wisdom, friends, it's time to capitalize your diligence and realize your dreams. This is Ramsey J. Jr. listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. As mentioned tonight, we're going to tackle the question of what are your emotions telling you? And in the spirit of transparency, I would like to share a little bit more about my journey and specifically highlight how emotions have played such a critical role in fortifying my will and commitment to this empowerment campaign. First, I want to answer the question of who do I serve? I'm a child of God. And that declaration in and of itself is underwritten with an abiding love and passion. Love and passion being two transformative emotions. My calling is to empower people to live their best life and achieve their dreams. My gift with the world is financial training and communication, and these things inform my purpose, which is laced by immense gratitude and the discerning fear of how engulfed with regret I would be if I squandered the opportunity I have to empower you. Gratitude and fear, along with love and passion, being four key emotions. Let me take you back to my first two summers in college, as my first professional job was actually as a bank teller at a small community bank in Santa Paula. ATMs were not as prevalent then as they are now, so patrons would regularly come into the bank to do their banking and get their checks cash. The agricultural community is one of the largest employers in the city of Santa Paula, so a lot of the farm workers would come in on Fridays, and I would have the good pleasure of cashing their checks for them. I quickly discovered, one, I had a passion for the world of banking and finance and had a tremendous sense of gratitude as I understood that I was actually playing a small part in helping hardworking citizens put food on the table and provide for their families. Fast forward 2.5 decades later, I leveraged that passion for banking and finance and ultimately developed a love for the blessing I was given to work and advise some of the largest institutional investors in the country who counted many of the other civic servants of our country as their beneficiaries. Finance connected me to people's well-being, and that was something that I loved and had a passion for intensely. Fast forward now, in my strategic and empowerment communication consultancy, I've developed a discerning fear of the deep feeling of regret I will have if I didn't do everything I could to make this entrepreneurial venture successful in advancing my mission to empower the masses. And as any entrepreneur will tell you, it's the element of the unknown that can allow fear to take root if it's not dwarfed by a faith principle, which suggests the real fear is in never knowing what could have been. So now I am a speaker, an author, an executive coach, a consultant. And put it all together, it's passion, gratitude, fear, and love forming four booster emotions, fueling my empowerment journey. And you will see soon, I believe, that that combination of four is critical to your dream realization campaign. This is Ramsey J. Jr. You're listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Tonight's show, answering the question, what are your emotions telling you? And learning how to capitalize on your booster emotions. As I detail in my book, Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers, which is available at my website, RamseyJJr.com, this methodology is a distinct and unique point of differentiation in our speaking and consulting and empowerment seminar practices. Focusing on emotions is key if you're going to ultimately make your dreams a reality. Hear me when I say, emotions are not just the result of chemical reactions in your brain and gut. They are signposts that guide you on the pathway to a better life. However, in order to utilize them effectively, you must be wise enough to discern what they are telling you, follow up, and take proper actions. In order to do that, let me define our four key booster emotions. Number one, gratitude. It's more than just being thankful. It's actually a fierce desire to make proud the people who believed in and supported you. Number two, love. The love we're talking about here is an abiding love which drives you to feel replenished while depleting yourself to serve someone or something bigger than you. Passion, number three. It's a burning fire for something, the thing you obsess over that ignites your vigorous energy, and this passion ultimately has a benefit attached to other people. Fear. In this context, number four, we're talking about a self-invoked fear that you consciously invoke to realize the implications on life if you don't take action. It's the fear of internalizing the two dreadful words, if only I would have done, I would know. This fear is about never letting if only be in your vocabulary. Gratitude, love, passion, and fear. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to the most empowering 15 minutes on radio, known as the Empowering Dreamer segment on the Sade Champagne Show. Tonight, I want to give you a practical example of those four booster emotions in action. Allow me to introduce you to the Thrive and Joy Foundation and its founders, husband and wife, Mary and Jay Fagnano. Mary and Jay formed the Thrive and Joy Nick Fagnano Foundation in honor of the memory of their son, Nick, who was promoted to heaven at the tender age of 20 after a random lightning strike took his life on Venice Beach 4 years ago. I had the distinct honor of being retained by the Thrive and Joy Board of Directors as a strategic consultant, and I recently delivered the keynote address at the Foundation's fourth annual Celebration of Life gathering, commemorating the fourth anniversary of Nick's passing, while also supporting friends and loved ones who've experienced traumatic loss. Now, let me be clear. I will not sit here on these airwaves and suggest that I understand the painful loss that Mary and Jay and others who have lost someone feel when they lose a loved one like that. But having had the privilege to know them both, I know I can say the following. They both, Mary and Jay, have an abiding love for Nick, just like every parent does for a child. So much so that they use their love to fuel their passion day in and day out to create a foundation on top of maintaining the demands of their respective day jobs. And now there's a foundation that bears their name because they embrace the fear of never having started a foundation, creating a board of directors, filing the legal documentation, fundraising, and it was a fear of what they would always say, if only we would have done in Nick's honor, that they now don't have to worry about because they overcame that fear. And when I was at the fourth annual Celebration of Life in July of this year, 2018, the number of families and friends who expressed their gratitude because they had that abiding love for Nick. They took the passion and created the foundation and ultimately got over that fear. The gratitude was immense for Mary and Jay and all the other families and loved ones they gathered. It was embracing love, passion, fear, and gratitude. And now a foundation will always honor Nick and embrace families that suffered traumatic loss. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Our empowerment assignment, should you choose to accept it, which I know you will, is three simple steps. Number one, I want you to master your emotions by mastering the EUD acronym. EUD, Mastery Emotion Acronym. Number one, I want you to E, embrace and experience the emotion. When you feel one of those big four, embrace it. Don't run from it. Embrace it. Number two, the U, understand why you are feeling that emotion. Don't just embrace it and run. Now sit there, study it, critique it, ask questions, journal about it, talk about it, review, ask other people, but understand why you're feeling that way. One, embrace. Two, understand. And then three, determine strategically what actions to take as a result of the emotion. Emotion Mastery Acronym, EUD, embrace, understand, determine what action to take. Number two, in the empowerment assignment, create a gratitude list. I want you to write down everything you are personally grateful for. You can walk, you can talk, you can see, you have clean water, you have food, you have bed, you have a family, a laundry list of things that you are thankful for. This should be very exhaustive. Why? I believe you will be shocked at how quickly this exercise reorients your mind onto what you should be grateful for and your abundance and minimizes your ability to lament your lack. And when you do it, you'll have a tangible token reminder of how incredibly blessed you are, and your emotions should always keep you in check. Lastly, most importantly, your exercise. Listen carefully. It's a video exercise, powerful, but must be followed. Number one, in front of a mirror, position your phone or video recording device so you can see yourself talk to yourself while recording a statement that has the following things included in it. Love. In the video, while you're looking at yourself in the mirror recording, express who is the person that you have an abiding love for. Someone, something bigger than yourself. Number two, in the video, articulate what is the thing that you are passionate about that keeps you awake at night, that you have yet to take any action on, but if you did, it would benefit other people. Number three, what is your fear that's keeping you? Honestly, in that video, tell yourself while you're looking at yourself why you haven't taken any action on that passion. And then think about three things you can do to get over that fear and activate that passion. Under the fourth principle in the video, gratitude, about making people proud, the person you have an abiding love for, I want you to think about what better way to give that person the abiding love, the gratitude that they deserve, than if you acted on those three simple steps to get over the fear, and then those three simple steps to activate your passion and move closer toward it. The best way you can do that is how we say, capitalize on your diligence. Is the best way to express your gratitude to someone you have an abiding love for and to get in the business of achieving a dream instead of being in the business of just dreaming a dream. At least once a week, watch that video and let your conscience be your guide as to how many times you let yourself watch that video, feel those booster emotions, and not take action that correlates to your dream becoming a reality and capitalizing on your diligence. Record the video. Abiding love, who is it? What is that passion that benefits others that you haven't acted on? What is the fear? And what three things can you take to activate the passion and get over the fear to express gratitude to the person that you care about the most? If you do that, friends, I believe you'll learn how to manage those emotions and capitalize them to move closer to your dreams. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. In conclusion, this is our sixth and final broadcast in a series, and I implore you to go back and listen to all of our past episodes. Episodes 1 through 3, I laid out my core empowerment methodology, which focuses on the 3 P's of believing that it is possible, the first P. 2, work extraordinarily hard to make it probable. Third P, predictable. Prepare for the predictable opportunity for a breakthrough before it finds you. Episode 4, we tackled the question of what do you do when you hear no, and equipped you with a no immunity checklist to help you bounce back from setbacks. Number 5, week 5, we talked about who is in your inner circle and empowered you to make sure you have the right people inside on your dream team and ultimately attract proponents. And tonight, it was about capitalizing on your diligence, converting all that practice of what you want to do and get into the business of actually doing what you want to do by leveraging the big four emotions of gratitude, love, passion, and fear. Remember, the EUD, embrace, understand, determine, gratitude list, love, fear, gratitude. So now, friends, with that being said, you know it's love, fear, gratitude, passion in the video, and now you are empowering dreamers to become achievers. It has been my honor to be your host over these 6 episodes, and do me a favor. Be in the business of capitalizing your diligence and being a dreamer turned an achiever, and bless someone else by realizing your dream and helping them achieve theirs. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and until we meet again, I tell you to keep dreaming, keep believing, keep dreaming, keep believing. God bless.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment of the night is a Mind Right, Game Tight with Michelle Morgan. Join published author, speaker, and transformational sports coach Michelle Morgan as she shares inspirational stories of athletes who use the power of their mind to take their game to the next level in sports and in life. Hashtag Mind Right, Game Tight to ask her your questions and join in the conversation.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Mind Right Game Tight Show. My name is Michelle Morgan. I'm a transformational sports coach, which means I work with student athletes on the mindset skill to reach your full potential in sports as well as in life. I also am the author of a book, How You Triumph in Sports, Tools That Create a Triumphant Life, that you can also check out on my website at vidaesoro.com as well as on Amazon as well. Today, our guest is Selena Gugis. She is from Northridge, California. She attended Alamany High School, went on to play basketball on an athletic scholarship at Westmont College, graduating with a BA in business and economics, led her to pursue a basketball career in Europe, but her path wasn't of the norm. Not being picked up by any teams, she thought of an innovative way to reach her goals. She thought, why not figure out a way to further her education and continue playing? So Selena researched master's programs in different UK universities that also gave out athletic scholarships to American players. It only took a few days of emailing that she had interest from a university called Durham in England. She applied to the marketing program, bought her ticket, and played another year of basketball while exploring another country. As of 2018, she is working on her dissertation in marketing from Durham and making plans to play pro next season, coaching youth basketball, and right now she's enjoying her time back home. So thank you, for Selena, for being on the show. Great to have you on.
No problem. Thanks for asking. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, when I first met you, you told me the story that you received a scholarship to play while you were earning your master's. So for me, that was something that was unheard of. Like, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, share this information, because I'm sure there's people out there who would really want to know this. And so how did you even come up with this idea to say, I want to research ideas to get a scholarship while getting my master's? Like, did you know somebody who was doing this, or like, how did this idea come to you?
So coming from a smaller school, Westmont, the big issue for me getting overseas was having that limited exposure. You know, you're not going to a big D1 school, you know, you don't have that big name, the hype or anything. So you kind of have to promote yourself, kind of market your own self to these teams over there. So in that process, I went to a few combines, which is essentially like tryouts to go overseas for teams. And I happened to go to one. I didn't tell you this, maybe, bless me, but I went to a combine actually in Germany. And while I was there, a girl was letting me know what she had done the year before. And this was one of the things that she did. And she kind of left me with that conversation. And then I was like, if I don't get picked up or nothing comes from this, let me just look into this and see, you know, what the pricing might be, what papers I need to get done, all this stuff. So, you know, I just went online. I typed in a couple schools, the name of the school she had went to, which was in London. And from there, I emailed her a few different times, but then eventually I just emailed different schools saying, this is you know, what I want to do, so what I have to offer. What do you guys offer, you know, players that want to come? And a lot of them have programs, and a lot of them have a lot of Americans who are looking to further education and play as well. So it's kind of like this hidden gem for people, like, you know, for athletes that might want to go play a little bit longer, but aren't maybe getting that exposure, or don't just want to go and play. You know, they want to come back to the States with a degree. This is an option.
Wow, I think that's amazing. And so do you only get 1 year of playing, or how does that work on the scholarship program? Because you were getting your master's. So like when we think of master's, usually we think of like a 2 year program. So did you only get 1 year, or how does that work?
So it depends on what you want to go to school for. Mine just so happens to be, well, the 1 year. I had teammates who are doing their PhDs who are also from the U.S., who are on their third, you know, their second or their fourth year. And you can get scholarship money for each of those years. You just have to kind of talk to the directors and see what the amount would be each year consecutively. But you can go for as many years as you want, but you have to play, unless you want to pay out of pocket. But you can go and play however many years. So usually they allow, I guess each year depends on how many Americans they're willing to allow on the university team. But a lot of the girls that I was with, my team happened to be all American players my year I went. So there was only eight of us. And my program is a 1 year's master's. So I was done essentially, but I'm still working on that paper, but a thesis paper, but classes, all that, I was done within a year. But I had other teammates. One's doing her PhD. She's from the U.S. as well. And she's going on her third year this year with the PhD program for, it's sports psychology. So it depends on what you want to study. Some take a little bit longer, but mine just so happened. And I think a lot of them do. You can give it a year.
That's awesome. I'm like blown away. And then like from that experience of being in another country, like what did you learn like while you were there? Maybe not just basketball, but life skills, or like what was that process like for you to like, you know, jump in and like move across, across the Atlantic Ocean basically?
I would say first off is kind of adapting quickly to situations that you're not comfortable in, maybe. I've always wanted to go to a different country, live in a different country and play. So my mindset has always been one of like eagerness to get somewhere else and, you know, experience all of that. But quickly when you get there, you kind of have to learn, I want to say almost like people, like you kind of have to learn people skills because you're there in a new country and these, you know, you're introduced to this team of girls that you have no idea. You've never met them before. Because those are like your family when you're out there, right? You see them every single day. You want to practice, class, all this stuff. So one thing was just, you know, getting to know people on a deeper level kind of quickly, you know. Another one was money management in a different country, you know, with the exchange rate, and you don't necessarily have a job out there. So you kind of have to figure out, you know, how you're going to use your money wisely that you do have and that you do get. And as well as just being able to be open to new experiences. You know, you're not, unless you move to a different country, you know, this is like a once in a lifetime type of thing, and taking advantage of that, trying new things, meeting new people, just being open and comfortable and vulnerable, I guess.
So what's your preparation look like as you prepare to, you know, go overseas? Because you're still talking to a team in Belgium, but they actually have to, like, pick you up, I'm assuming. So, like, how is that process working for you right now as you prepare to continue to, you know, follow your goals?
Right now, it's like it feels like it's stagnant, but it's because the seasons over there are coming to an end. So, you know, I don't talk to the coaches all the time. It's kind of hit or miss while they're in season, but the process is staying in touch with them. They let me know where their heads are at. I kind of tell them what's going on with me and just kind of keep that open communication between, you know, what are you guys looking for next year? You know, what jobs and positions are available? And then on my end over here, you know, I'm just staying on top of, you know, training, being in shape, playing, still making those connections overseas while still trying to finish up the paper and make sure I have all my schooling handled and everything as well.
Yeah. And how are you building those connections? Because I know you're in contact with Belgium. So did you make that connection? Because I'm already seeing like you're a go-getter, like you're going to go out and make it happen. So, you know, so like how is that working? Are people coming to you or you're just like, I'm out there, I'm connecting, like I know what I want to do?
It's a mixture of people knowing from a long time, like, you know, in college, I would talk about this with a lot of my teammates. So, you know, when I graduated in 2015, you know, I had a few of my teammates reach out to me and say, hey, I know this is something you've been wanting to do. I have a friend of mine who knows an agent or has a contact or someone who knows a coach of a team out there. So there were a few people who were coming to me, and I was taking whatever leads I could, honestly, just reaching out and then making sure I kind of had an open communication with these people in that overseas kind of world. But then the kind of like, yeah, go-getter in me where I was like, I'm not going to wait for someone else to figure this out for me because it's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I myself went on to different forums of kind of overseas. So like Euro basketball sites have a lot of the team emails on it. And I was just sending out emails, video, you know, following their Facebook pages, Instagrams, kind of a lot of these teams have all that social media and all these forums. So, you know, I would pick a list of like 30 teams and kind of like just try and reach out to them. Yeah. So a lot of it was just tedious effort, you know, sitting at the computer, just emailing, not getting emails back, or, you know, we already have people for season, try again another year, all that kind of stuff. So it was a mixture of things for sure.
And how have you fought, like, handled it? Like you said, like, you know, things have felt like a little stagnant. So what in terms makes you feel stagnant? And then like, how do you overcome that as well? And like, continue to move forward, even when you feel like things are at a standstill?
Yeah. I think the stagnant part is just coming from playing in college, and then after that pursuing trying to go overseas, and then after that going to school in Durham. So I was always doing something from when I, you know, from college to now. And so the stagnant part for me is almost feeling like, you know, what am I doing right now? What am I preparing for, I guess? But I've had to learn to kind of love the process of getting to something instead of it just being like now. Yeah, type of thing. So, I mean, right now I'm just trying to like focus on the paper and get that done as my biggest thing. But the stagnant part is just, you know, not hearing back from people or like hearing back from the coaches or the teams. And so there'll be days or maybe a week or two will go by where I feel like there's no progression of anything. And so that's been the most difficult part, I guess, so far.
Yeah, I can totally relate where it's like you want it. Well, I want something now, and it's like it's not happening. And so how do you keep your mind moving forward if I don't hear an email back for a day or two or a week or two, you know? And it's like, I want to know, like, you know, I want to have something.
Exactly. Because I just kind of like, I don't know, I guess each day I just figure out what I want to accomplish in that day. So I'm breaking things down to like the small things. So I kind of find celebration and little things each day that are, I know one, or that are over time going to get me to that goal or that accomplishment, and trying not to take those for granted. So they could be, you know, today, you know, going to have brunch or go lunch or go like dinner tonight with someone or a friend, talking about, you know, things that we've been doing, or going to work out with a friend, working out with Kim, you know. Just kind of celebrating small victories like each day that I'm like, okay, even if it's not for basketball, it's related, all this type of stuff's going to help me, you know, outside of basketball or for the career that I choose, you know, once I finally settle down and figure out, you know, what I want to do. So I'm not trying to think of just like one big picture, like, okay, going overseas, playing, getting a job. It's more like, okay, day to day, how is this helping me just become like a better person? Kind of like not just think of it in basketball terms or in career terms, but just as a person and a human each day. How is this helping me?
I love that.
Instead of just like getting to that one goal, so that's kind of like overwhelming. But if you break it down and say, okay, how is this helping me just each day, making me feel, you know, become a better person, you know, to my parents or to my friends, then I feel like that's how it helps me.
Yeah, I agree. It's like those mini victories. And like you mentioned too, it's the journey. You know, sometimes I focus on the destination. I want it so bad. And there's something that's happening in the process. Like you said, spending time with friends and family. And what do you think is the biggest thing that you've been learning through this process that's making you a better person as you go forward?
Honestly, it's probably those little victories. Before, I sometimes would go days and I was like, what did I do? What was I doing this week? I don't even remember. Because I wasn't paying attention. I just was like, okay, what am I doing, you know, next week? Or how's this helping for this thing I'm trying to do, you know, from a year from now or a month from now? I was missing like little things, I feel like, or connections within my life. So it's kind of helped me almost slow down and value the little things and value the friendships and value like my family more so than I did before, you know. the importance of those relationships outside of basketball and career type of atmospheres.
Yeah, and did you ever, is there a specific might or mini victory that you can rethink of or remember that had like a really big impact on you? Like, wow, like I actually was in that moment, I was present, and it's had like a huge impact on me, rather than, you know, always like we have our vision, it's ahead, but because mm-hmm. we're in that moment, like that small victory, you know, had a huge impact or feeling on you.
Yeah. I don't know if it's weird. I mean, I don't think it's not weird, but it's, for me, it makes sense. Okay, so, you know, one of the closest people in my life is my grandma, and she's, you know, she's getting up there in age, and, you know, her health is, like, kind of shaky. And when I was overseas in England this past year, you know, my dad would call me, you know, every few weeks and say, you know, she's doing okay, but, you know, she's always asking when you're coming home, and because she doesn't remember that I'm over there. And so when I got back, I kind of – my mind was already like, okay, I'm back home, but I need to get back out there. I need to go play. I need to go back to Europe right now. And we happened to go to, just to go see her. She lives with my aunt, and we just wanted to go hang out with them for a few hours down in LA. And I just remember sitting there, and she was like, where you been? And I was like, I've been in England and stuff. She's like, well, I haven't seen you forever. I was like, yeah, you know, I was there, right? Knowing she didn't know, I kind of was just, you know, having this conversation with her. And she was like, well, you know, I want to see you more. And I want to hear about your experiences because I can tell it makes you happy. But knowing that she didn't really know what experiences I had in Europe, like that, it, you know, all she wanted me was be happy, and not necessarily knowing where that happiness came from, made me rethink about what I find happiness in, you know, in those sports or in that, you know, in the career that I, you know, I choose. It's, so it's how, you know, that moment for me was, slow down type of thing before you miss out on things, you know, or, you know, if I wasn't home, I wouldn't have had that conversation with her or got to see her. So that was probably the most recent when I got back type of incident, you know, kind of thing I had.
Well, that's powerful, you know, because it's, we think sometimes that people just know what we're doing, and it's like, whoa, slow down. That's what's so great when you have those conversations with your grandma, or you say you go to lunch or dinner with people, and it's catching up and really connecting with somebody as to their life, and not just catching it on the fly on social media, you know, because those pictures have way deeper meanings than whatever it is that we're posting and things like that. So I think that's powerful. And are you working with kids right now, or are you going to be coaching, or?
Actually, I train, I think she's in sixth grade. I train a little girl right now, but then I also coach at her AAU team. So I coach the fifth and sixth graders, but I train her on the side. So I'm currently coaching, and that was something I've always put off. I don't know why. I just was like, I don't know if I want to coach. And it's always been this thing. People are like, you should do it. But I was, no, I'm good. But finally something finally was like, just do it. And so I did it. And I enjoy it. Sometimes I feel like I don't have the patience to do it. And I don't want to be that person in their career or their basketball memories where they're like, oh, I didn't really, they messed it up for me. Like, I don't want to be that person. So I kind of always shied away from it, but it's oddly natural. So I'm enjoying it right now.
Awesome. And then what has been something that you've learned from the team that you've been coaching, or even that little girl that you can take with you, like, as you continue on your journey?
Something that, I mean, even now that I wish back then more coaches would have told me is to, you know, just to have fun with basketball, to enjoy it for what it is, but not make it more than what it isn't type of mindset. Cause it can take, you know, cause it can take over a lot of your life, and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with trying to be good at a sport and be passionate about it. But knowing, you know, when it's become an obsession more than something to help you, you know, further you as a person down the line. So I would say something that I've learned is, you know, when I'm training them to keep it fun and let them know, you know, I'm just trying to help, you know, help you guys learn what hard work is, you know, or to evaluate, are you guys enjoying this? Do you like these drills? Do you know, like when we're doing them, are you getting down on yourself? Why are you getting down on yourself? To, you know, to ask that why question, you know, throughout the training or after practice or something like that.
Taking it deeper than what's just on the surface, you know, because I think back as an athlete, even if I didn't like something, it had nothing to do with basketball, usually something that was going on with inside of me or like in my personal life. It had nothing to do with that suicide or whatever. It had something to do with something else. So I think that's great, you know, because we want to be listened to. We want to be heard, and we're more than a basketball player when you see me. You know, we are people and we have other things that we like to do and goals and visions and all those things. So I think that's great that you're, you know, that you felt that impact, and obviously you're going to continue to take that with you along the way. As you continue coaching, who knows, you might be coaching kids in the country you go to.
I'd be down.
That'd be awesome. I want to thank you for coming on, Selena. I learned so much from you. And like I said, the moment you told me that story, I was inspired. And I was like, that is so cool and awesome. Like, I feel like information should be shared. Yeah. And so I appreciate you for coming on and sharing that and then sharing your experiences and all the things that you've learned along the way well. I feel like it's so impactful. And as someone who's played with you on the basketball team, I want to tell anybody who listens to this, who needs a great person and basketball player, hard worker, goes after it, has heart. We know how valuable that is, you know, in being an athlete on a team, any sport. So, you know, you're a go-getter. You got the shot. You got the dribbles. You're strong. Girl, you're good. So, she's here. She's here. Before you leave, one question. You just have to finish this sentence.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes, ready.
Okay. I am grateful for.
I am grateful for. Today.
We know why. I listened to the interview. I know why it's today, and that's a great reason, it's things to be grateful for. Yeah. So once again, thank you, Selena, for being on the Mind Right Game Type Show. We appreciate you. Best of luck in all you do. I know you're going to be great in whatever it is that you do with this go-getter mentality. Even if the wave's not paved, you're going to go find the wave. You're going to go move things around, and you're going to go sift through it, and you're going to go Google it and figure it out. So you're on it. So thank you very much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much, Michelle. And honestly, this is great. I'm hoping I get some more of these little interviews you do. I'm going to check it out a lot more. Definitely.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining in. Treasure yourself and shine.
It's Michelle Morgan from the Mind Right Game Tight segment. And keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Time for a song break. Here is Toby Mac's brand new record, Everything. I've been playing this on repeat, and I'm even choreographing a dance routine because it really inspired me. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. The boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder. Soul's awakened, taken by all.
my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder. From the sparkle in her eyes to the starlit open skies, you bring my heart to life, fill me with wonder. Every beat of my heart keeps reminding me. I see you in every little thing, all day, all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. I see you in
looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Do you or your organization have dreams and aspirations of going to the next level? In need of a proven process that will both motivate and empower you to activate transformational strategies? If you answered yes, contact me, Ramsey J. Jr. at RamseyJJr.com. My strategic communication consultancy leverages my Wall Street financial executive experiences to deliver my 3P process mastery methodology, possible, probable, predictable. As author of the book, Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers, we deliver solutions as a strategic communication consultant and trainer, executive leadership coach, and international keynote motivational speaker, MC, and interviewer. And with a robust client list from C-suite corporate executives to youth seeking a blueprint to become tomorrow's rising stars, we know how to empower you, the dreamer, to become an achiever. Contact us at RamseyJJr.com.
Do you know of a young adult who has a passion for playing sports and who is determined to reach their full potential as an athlete? Hi, my name is Michelle Morgan, and I'm a transformational sports coach, speaker, author, and founder of Vida Es Oro. I earned a college basketball scholarship, and my purpose is to empower young athletes to reach their full potential in sports and in life. I wrote the book, How Youth Triumph in Sports, Tools That Create a Triumphant Life, for young athletes to know the valuable tools that make players great, but most importantly, all those tools that they're learning to carry over to create a triumphant life. My book is available on Amazon.com, or you can also go to my website at VidaEsOro.com. That's www.VidaEsOro.com. You may also reach me at youthsports@VidaEsOro.com to find out more information with working with young athletes.
This is Veronica Esquivel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Our next segment of the night is Wellness Made Simple. Join certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, and inspirational speaker Veronica Esquivel Winters to get some easy and practical tips on how to start living a more holistic life, bringing unity to your mind, body, and spirit. Hashtag Wellness Made Simple to ask her your health and wellness questions and join in the conversation.
Hi, and welcome to the Wellness Made Simple segment. I'm your host, Veronica Esquivel Winters. Today on Wellness Made Simple, we are going to briefly be touching on an awesome technique called grounding, also known as earthing. Have you ever walked barefoot along wet sand at the beach or on a field of grass and recall feeling some tingling in your feet or legs? That sensation is the result of direct barefoot contact with the surface of the earth, which is filled with natural subtle energy. The earth is an electrical planet and we are bioelectrical beings. We can see this powerful example in our heart and nervous systems. Emerging science reveals that direct contact with the ground or earth allows us to receive an energy infusion, complements of Mother Earth herself. Just like the sun provides us with vitamin D in our bodies, the ground gifts us with electrical nutrition. This electrical energy is super powerful stuff. It can restore and stabilize the bioelectrical circuitry that governs your physiology and organs, harmonizes your basic biological rhythms, boosts self-healing mechanisms, reduces inflammation and pain, and improves sleep and feeling of calmness. When this happens, we can't help but to feel better in a very big way. Our bodies become in sync with itself again, and things begin to work and function properly like they were designed to do. How do you ground? It's very simple. You've no doubt done it before. To ground or earth, you simply place your bare feet on the ground, whether it be dirt, grass, sand, or concrete, especially when humid or wet. When you ground to the electron-enriched earth, an improved balance of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system occurs. The earth is a natural source filled with electrons in subtle electrical fields, which are essential for proper functioning of the immune system, circulation, synchronization of biorhythms, and other physiological processes. Grounding or earthing may actually be the most effective, least expensive, and easiest to attain antioxidants, as well as reducing inflammation. Negative charges have always been available, thanks to the earth, to prevent the inflammatory process from damaging healthy tissues. All of this changed when we began to wear shoes with rubber and plastic soles and no longer slept in direct contact with the earth, even when they began to put blacktops on our roads. Nature has solved this problem by providing conductive systems within your body that deliver electrons from your feet to all parts of your body. This has been the natural arrangement throughout most of human history. Now you can get back to your roots and get grounded. It's super easy. It's relaxing, energizing, and really, really healthy for you. Your body will love it, and thank you for taking the time and recharging. You can ground when you wake up. Simply go in your backyard barefoot and stand in the grass for about 5 minutes or more. I even like to lay flat on the grass for a bit too. While you're at work, it's perfect to do it on your breaks or even during lunch to get that extra boost to make it through your shift, even taking the time to do it before you commute home. Or take a walk on the beach if you live near one and take a barefoot stroll along the water and watch the sunset while you're at it. There's even grounding products that you can purchase at a local health food store near you or online. Grounding is such a beautiful and powerful gift we were given and have full access to. I hope this segment has inspired you to take the time and get grounded because you are so worth it. Thank you again for joining me on my Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Until next time, be kind, loving, and true to yourself. Keep shining and being the amazing you that you already are.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 75 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week is our season 4 finale. Can you believe it? We made it. I have a special guest interview with the Young Escape. These hot new artists' music are being played on Air One Radio all around the nation, and they are traveling North America performing with popular artists like Crowder and at other dynamic events. We have a brand new Supermodel and You segment with Nicolette Von Schell and a new Living with Fearless Joy segment with Rick and Melissa Wood. Thanks to my castmates Ramsey J. Jr., Michelle Morgan, and Veronica Escobar Winters. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on Grind Hard Radio.
Releasing the stress.
We were born to shine.